Okay, then we can start. Welcome to the first EOI Interacting Student Conference. And
this is an experiment we started this year, so it's the first time we're running.
And yes, I will now introduce a little bit what will happen, and then we'll hear some nice presentations. First of all, I want to thank some people for making this happen. And we start from the right side here. We see some nice pictures. This was a workshop that we ran at the course. And I have to thank our team, student assistants, Karianne, Simon, and Julian. And also Simone and Francesco. Simone is here.
Hi.
And so we use the toolkit that Simone and his research group at NTNU is developing to innovate Internet of Things solutions. So that was a very nice workshop, and then this happened 1 month ago. And in the last month, all of you have been developing the ideas and presenting the results today. Also, we have some guests from the industry. We have Beate, Anne, Tine, Henning, and Harriet. They are sitting here. We'll meet them in a moment. And they are here today to be investors, to be angel investors. It means that they will invest on your ideas, and then you will collect some money. And also thanks to all of you, because they've worked hard and they've done a very good job, and they've seen the presentations this weekend, and they are very nice. So thanks to you. Yes, so a few words about the format of the conference. Okay, so now we are in the boring part, the first one, the welcome part. But I start from the bottom, just starting with a random order, because at the end we will have some prizes and there will be some awards ceremony. So you see here, we have some papers with all the different groups, 16 groups, all your groups, and some of them, they have some money on it. It's because you have already some investment in your group, because you have done a very good job in previous exercises. So you start from 300, 600 IoT dollars, which is the magic currency of our course. And all of you are now, you are all investors, and investors, they don't invest on themselves, they invest on someone else's work. So you will get some money, each of you will get 100 IoT dollars, and you have to invest on someone else's idea. And of course, the budget of the angel investors is a bit more generous than your budget, so they will have 1,000, and you can invest all in one group, or also you can distribute different ideas that you like. And also me and the student assistant will have $580 so that we can also give some we can also invest. Okay, so then the second, then we will just introduce the angel investors for a couple of minutes very quickly, and then we will have a 3 minute presentation for each group. So I ask you to come from this side, just come down, and when it's your turn, just prepare on this side. You come here, you will receive the money from Julia, and we'll confuse your name, Simon. From Julia, and you get the money, then you will come here on the stage, you will present 3 minutes, and Karianne will change the slides. And when the time is over, Karianne will start to upload, and we will all upload, and then you cannot continue the presentation, so we will not hear you anymore. Alright, and then you just leave from this side, gently and silently on this side, and then we move on with the next group. Then, at 1:50, we will have some break. We will just go around, talk to each other, invest, and eat some food, get some snacks and drinks in the back. And then at 2:10, we will just stop with investments, and then we will count the money here, and then there will be some nice prizes. So, we are recording this conference. If some of you doesn't want to be in the recording, the video will be made used for advertisement and promotion purposes, you just come tell me after the conference, and we'll make sure that it will be removed from the video. Okay? Alright. Next slide. Okay, so this is already something that I said. Some investment that we have so far and the money, then we can go to the next one. Alright, the prizes are offered by our partners from the industry and from EOI as well. So we have the first prize, which is a bonus for a Pepe's Pizza for each member of the group, plus very good price. We have a office desk at the Trieste Startup Village, thanks to Beate, for 3 months for the winning group. That's a very good price. So, second one is also very good. We have some VR glasses sponsored by IBM, and I've seen them before. I've seen some boxes, so very nice. And then the third and the fourth is some power banks offered from Telia. And was it only Telia offering this, or yes, that's very good. Thanks to Telia as well. All right, then. My 5 minutes are over, so we just now quickly ask to our angel investors to come on stage just to say their name and introduce themselves, and just to say who you are and what you do, and Simone as well, if you want to say a couple of words. Okay, Simone, you can start since you started with the workshop.
Yeah, I think most of you already know me, and it was really a pleasure to be here to work with you to run the workshop, and I'm really looking forward to see how the ideas sort of became or how they've been developed in this 1 month's time. I think that I was actually looking at right now at the board that you and the board that shows the idea that you created in just 30 minutes workshop, and they were really, really impressive. So if you got such good ideas in only 30 minutes, I can only expect to that now are super, almost ready to hit the market.
I also want to add one thing that so as you know, this is a research project, and we used some research tool that Simone and his group developed. And actually the results from this exercise and the conference, together with the videos and the questionnaire, will be fed back into the loop of the research process to improve the... So you are also part of this research process. So that's also very nice that we are contributing to this research project.
Really helpful for us to get input.
Yeah.
And I brought new questionnaires for you to fill in. It's much shorter than the other one. And I'm happy also to talk with you after the ideas contest, if you have any feedbacks and remarks, really, really looking forward. Thanks again.
Okay, thank you. I'm really excited to see and learn what you've been working on. Shortly, it's actually not a prize giving you 3 months of co-working space, because we actually have this collaboration with Oslo and Akershus University College. But it would be great if you can join us. We are now 26 companies, almost 50 people working in all different areas. So I think it can be a boost for you guys, who will be able to sit at our premises to be inspired and meet new people. So I'm looking forward to hearing.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This is super exciting. I'm Anna from Walkmanbeck. We design and develop and build digital products. We're 42 people from 14 different nationalities, headquartered in Oslo, an office in Amsterdam, a huge AI lab with lots of PhDs in Bob, and also Outpost in San Francisco for startups. So we build digital products for corporate innovation and startups. We partner with startups, and we do our own stuff. So I'm super excited to hear all of these fantastic ideas. Also, I have been an angel investor prior to my job at Bottomback, so that's an experience in that.
Hi everyone, my name is Harriet. I work for IBM as a business development manager. Now, a lot of people think, when I say IBM, they think about a big old company who sells big boxes, very boring. A lot of people think we're a bank, but we're not. We actually now sell software as a service, and we actually have a very good development platform where IoT is very important to us. Just a little bit about myself. I don't have a technical background, even though I do work in IBM. I actually have a master's degree in economics from Norwegian School of Economics, Norgesund as we call it. But I am a tech nerd. I've always been really fascinated by IT, and especially artificial intelligence. So one of the reasons why I'm here today is because last year we just launched Watson IoT, which is our cognitive or AI solutions for Internet Things. And we opened up a huge headquarter in Munich, which is, 200 stories high, and the whole building is based on IoT. So it's wicked. I have never been an investor before, so I'm probably the best person to come and suck up to if you want some extra money. So, yeah, that's it.
We're building tools to enable other companies to bring value to the market. And since this summer, I think we've been talking to about 100 or 150 different companies that have a BS in this space. So I'm very, very excited to see. It looks very promising to see what you're coming up with.
Hello, I'm Henning Huse. I'm also in Tine's team, IoT team at Telia, but I'm also working for a consulting company called Sprint Consulting, where we do a lot of innovation together with our clients. And prior to that, I was working with commercialization of technologies from a research center called CERN in Geneva, Switzerland, where the web was born. And in Sprint Consulting, we also have a venture arm that we actually also invest in companies. And we're hiring, just to mention. Okay.
And thanks for helping out with the gender balance in the investors group.
It's a pleasure.
Alright, so now we have to give the money to our angel investors, so give 1,000 for each. This is a 10, right? 3, 4, and 5.
That's your money.
Thank you. Yeah, that means. Okay, so we are in time, then we can just move on and we can start to prepare for presentation for group one. In the meantime, while the first group prepares, I have two more things to say. The first one is that I kindly ask you to fill in the questionnaire. When we have the investment time, just take a couple of minutes to pick up one of the questionnaire forms, fill it in. The second thing is that if you don't have to run away right after the conference, Simone would like to interview a couple of groups and investigate a little bit more in depth about the development of the idea. So if you want to volunteer, yes, it will be short and. To just stay here after the conference, not run away.
Okay. That's
how things should not be done.
I think people should come from the other side and they from this side. Okay? But anyways, let's start.
Smart integrated accessibility. When making SIA, we realized that today's accessibility tools are rather inaccessible. They're really tedious to use, and for example, they're a hassle for both the implementers and the users. They don't feel independent, and the end goal is honestly independence for people with disabilities. we'd rather not reinvent the wheel because that would be pointless. We'd rather streamline and simplify the tools that already exist. For example, in public transportation, where the passenger in the wheelchair has to ask the driver for help and the flow of the driver is interrupted. We want to create a unique system with no real competition. In fact, it would cooperate with systems that already exist, and it would communicate between the passenger's phone and the transportation system. You probably haven't seen that many wheelchairs on buses, but Norway has about 50,000 wheelchair users alone. Today's system is really intrusive and interruptive, and not satisfying one of the main principles of universal design, and that is independence. Inadequate accessibility is actually in violation of Norwegian law, and CA needs to change that. Meet Lisa. Lisa is a wheelchair user, but she aims for independence in all aspects of her life, including transportation. With CA, she can plan her drive from beginning to end as in much detail as she wants, like you would with Ruter or Google Maps. But the system would communicate with the bus. And her GPS would know when she's at the stop. When the bus arrives, the driver is notified that Lisa is at the stop and the ramp needs to be lowered. This can be done automatically with the press of a button for safety reasons. This does not interrupt the flow of the drive. Once on the bus, Lisa doesn't need to tell the driver that the latch needs to be lowered or that her stop is coming up. The system does it for her automatically. Her phone communicates with the bus, and the latch is lowered automatically when she needs to get off. Lisa can go on about her day without any interruptions. Wheelchair users aren't the only people that would benefit from SIA. The app and connected systems would help people with hearing impairments, the blind and visually, and blind partially sighted, and the neurodivergent. Help us make public transportation truly public. Imagine the impact SIA would have all over the world, where public transportation is one of the only methods for people with disabilities to get around. Investment at this point in time would help us develop the systems, collaborate with public transportation organizations, and local government.
To the right side you have a mock-up of the app screen, and to the left side you have a mock-up of the app icon.
Our technology will have multiple infrared and X-ray sensors. When the materials are illuminated, they reflect the light in infrared spectrum. The sensors can then identify the materials based on reflection. And X-ray by types of garbage based on density.
Children with special needs have never had an opportunity to get assisted with waste management and learn about recycling at the same time. Other products have been focusing mostly on a larger scale waste reduction, collecting trash in the streets and cities. With our robot dog, we can reach a whole new market. Never has a domestic market been given this opportunity. Over the last decade, the consumer price index has risen drastically, whereas the government's budget for disabled people have been virtually not progressing. We are reaching out to the Norwegian Handicap Association and local RoboDoc to NAV. We want to provide an opportunity to improve life quality for all citizens.
Yeah, start. Today, we introduce the tech trousers. It's a patchable exoskeleton that works like a walkable wheelchair, enabling the user the mobility to live fully and normally once again. An exoskeleton is a device that attaches your legs to enhance and assist your mobility using sensors and motors. In the US alone, 7% of the population have trouble walking. Many of them require crutches. They may not want to use crutches or a wheelchair or a walker on a daily basis. They may not want their disability to show unless this option is needed. Existing models like the Rewalk 6 and Phoenix are both highly visible and very expensive. Now, for the next big step in exoskeletons, the tech trousers. We have designed an affordable, fashionable exoskeleton looking more discreet than any before it. Now, you can simply wear it. Innovative, functional, yet affordable. Tech trousers looks just like a regular pair of jeans, but functions as a walking aid, while still costing significantly less. Built-in sensors will simply detect muscular tension and assist once tension has been detected. We need to help people who struggle with walking. We can't just walk past them. With tech trousers, everyone can have an independence and mobility to achieve true freedom. Tech trousers will change lives. Advance them for the better. Now we ask for your financial support to allow us to advance the production in order to make tech trousers a reality. Tech trousers, just as easy to use as your internet browser. Thank you.
So basically how it works is that you're talking to it, it understands and it responds. And the tech behind this is the inputs, which is a microphone, the two buttons, and a fingerprint scanner, which is connected with the mobile cellular internet connection. And it also collects anonymous data so we can improve our search engine. All this data used to answer questions is on a database we already have approved, so we know the information is good. And then there's the output, which is text-to-speech through the speaker or on the display. You should care, because if everybody can make good choices, the democracy works. Also because the elderly is on the rise. There's more and more old people, and the technology evolves, so not everybody can be on the newest technology. So we want to have one platform everybody can use to always be able to get their information.
Yes, Yo, Where My Doglet, that's a product for finding missing pets. How do we do this today? When pet owners, they occasionally lose their pets, then they write posters, hang them on a wall or something, and then people just walk by and see a pet, it's missing and I don't care, so I just gonna walk away. But And we found also an application where you have a GPS tracking system for finding your pet. Our idea is a little bit similar like the GPS tracking, because it's an application with GPS tracking, and then you have a chip on the collar of the dog, for example. But the difference here is that our application is dependent on a community. So there are, if a person has lost his pet, he can put out a request if he is not able to find his pet on his own, for example. So he puts out a request on this application, and then other users can see this, and then they get a notification on their phone. So if Thomas lost his pet, he puts out a request. So Thomas lost his pet, and it's in my area, so I can go and get him for him. That's for me.
The app will work sort of like Twitter, where the users have to be credible, so they have to verify themselves with the account. So people can't just be anonymous and just find a pet on their own and just take it. So everyone will, or the user will know which people on the app have actually seen where your dog is. And we will also maybe put up a little description on the page where people can write something about yourself and about the pets that they might have. The app will cost about 50, and the money we get from this will use to serve improvements and general app improvements. If you want the tracking as well, that will cost you maybe around $15, but not everyone has to have the app, the tracker. The app was originally designed for elderly and disabled people, but we thought a bit about it and we realized that everyone should.
Our idea, the smart box, came from a scenario that everyone has probably experienced at some point. You have a box of medications and, you know, you have like two pills left, and then you tell yourself, I'm going to call my doctor later and tell him to give me a certificate for more pills. The next day you go there and it's all out. What do you do then? The solution is a container fitted with a scale at the bottom and an NFC chip. The application, each container will have a unique serial number used for connecting to the application. And the application communicates with medical centers through a weight sensor and the NFC technology, which we will equip it with. When the weight of the container drops below a certain amount, the box will illuminate in red, and that will notify you to connect the box to your phone. Once connected to the app, it will collect the data from the NFC chip and send a request to your physician so that he can approve of your need for more pills. If you're abroad, for instance, it will connect to the nearest medical facility using the Wi-Fi on your phone to find it. The technology. We decided to utilize NFC technology because it's cheap. It's very similar to Bluetooth, but far cheaper. For instance, Bluetooth technology costs, or tag costs, $5, whereas NFC costs 10 cents. The distance or the range is far shorter, but we don't really need, like, it's a cheaper solution, so we can afford that. And also, the maximum data transfer rate is a bit lower, but we're not dealing with big data. We're simply transmitting small info. It might seem like a poor choice of technology, but it takes a little space and allows for quick connectivity. Our competitors on the market today, well, there are none at the moment, and the market is ripe for the taking. There is a group of Japanese researchers that have developed a solution similar, but it requires 3D wearables, a bio patch, and Wi-Fi and 3G transmitters. The 3G transmitters can rack up quite a cost on your phone bill, so it's not really a solution that we can offer today. But our solution is available today, and the components just need to be put together.
Bus stops have various design, from simple signposts to shelters. The picture shows the typical installation in a rural area. From a distance, the traveler gets little information besides the fact that it is a bus stop. In populated areas, a single stop may host different public transport modes, such as bus and trams, but offered information is the same. You might have an app that tells you when the next bus is arriving, but this requires that you have the app available and that you know the location's name. The installation may have electronic transportation information, but this requires you to be on the spot. It would be better if you, just by taking a glance at the installation, immediately understand the traffic situation at the stop.
Yeah, the first idea is to add colors to the shed, light poles or similar, to inform about any deviation in the public transport traffic. All green indicates no deviation, while all red may indicate a general long delay to be expected. and yellow to represent a shorter delay. This gives the user a quick understanding of the public transportation traffic situation as he or she approaches the bus stop.
Feature 2 is to use NFC devices. The user will give their information when they come close or in proximity to the bus stop, and there will be alternative destination, no alternative travel possibilities for the user, so he or she will know where to or when the bus will come through small screens at the bus stop that will inform the user.
Furthermore, we propose a new social feature, Wait with a Friend. The feature combines the knowledge of your proximity to the bus stop and the present deviation situation and is initiated when certain levels are exceeded. Given that, for instance, router has access to your social media contact lists, if any of them is nearby and in the same situation, the system suggests you to spend some time together with them while waiting. The system will provide you with the directions to the spots. You could just swipe the suggestion Tinder style to accept or reject it. A nearby coffee shop may sponsor a cup of coffee. Thank you.
Product is named Jump. It's a modern twist to an old school product, the bouncy ball. And it's, however, our product is the same size as the tennis ball and has the same bounce. We've been playing with the thought of different sizes on the ball, but for now, it's the size of the tennis ball. The ball detects bounces and is being used in games, in like rhythm games. And it's connected to your phone, which again is connected to a speaker or just plays music from the phone.
The technology we are using in the ball is LED lights in the ball, which give you feedback whether you hit a bit or you missed a bit. We have wireless charging in order to charge the device. And we have chosen low energy Bluetooth because that's connectivity between the smart device because it's the most universal ball. There's also a shock and a vibration detector inside the ball, which sends the information to the smart device.
Okay, so the ball has three games.
The main game
is called Bounce to the Beat. Where you simply use your phone and choose a song from the mobile application, and then you start jumping or bouncing the ball, and you get feedback after the song is finished on your score, and you can share with your friends.
The next one is similar to the classic Sim and Says, only with the ball, where one is leader, and we have a group,
and if I'm the leader, I make a pattern or a beat with the ball, and they are trying to mimic that as good as possible.
And the last one is creative mode. That's more like a musical instrument. You use the ball to be creative, and it makes different sounds from different surfaces. And at last, we also want to have an open source for a developer to develop other games.
Our main group will be kids in different ages, and the game will have different difficulties, so it will be fun and competitive for a 6-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy. And it can be also a great family game to get the whole family outside together. For people with disabilities, this game can help them focus and move their body.
Our goal is to be a mainstream product in line with the JoJo and the Hula Hoop, so it's instantly recognizable. We also hope to cooperate with Wilson, because they're the biggest ball company we know of, at least. And we want to be cheap and mass produced, because if you're not mass produced, we can't be instantly recognizable by everyone.
Bradley. Food waste is a big problem in our society. According to matvett.no, we throw away over 1/5 of all the food we buy every year. We wanted to create a solution that would reduce food waste by making people more aware of what they buy and keep in their fridge. Introducing Frablet. Frablet is a portable tablet that you can attach to any fridge, giving you a smart fridge technology in your home. By using technology such as Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, you will be able to keep track and control what you have in your fridge from anywhere.
Here are some of the key features for the Frablet. First of all, we will have a smartphone app that will allow you to access many of these features. For instance, one that is very handy is that you can say you're at the store and you need to purchase some ingredients for today's meal and you can't remember if you have milk in the fridge, then you can check the app and have a look. The item list, we offer multiple ways to add items to your fridge. For instance, you can use the text recognition device to scan your receipt and add your items that way, or you can manually add and remove items. We also offer a wireless camera that can be set up on the inside of the fridge door. The camera takes a picture every time you close the fridge door, and that way you can have a look visually what you have inside. Statistics, you will get feedback through statistics on how much protein, calories, vitamins, etc. you consume based on the items in your fridge. And also the diet and recipe recommendations, which will give you ideas for today's meal based on what you have in your fridge. You might get feedback that you should eat some more oranges because you lack vitamin C, and so on. The competition today, we compared it to Samsung and LG. They offer smart fridge, but they are really expensive because you have to purchase the entire fridge. Our Frablet will cost significantly less, but offer many of the same key features that you need. Yeah.
Done. Thank you.
Hi guys, I'm Sina, this is Osmund. I'm just going to introduce us because we're the speakers. And we're here to present Y-Water. Today we sometimes have to leave our plants unattended for days, weeks or even months because of traveling. This is why we've come up with a simple solution that can water plants of different sizes and different species. From the same device and a smartphone. On the market right now, there are several different options, but not all of them are very cost efficient. You might have to pay up to $60 to $120 just for one device, which is not cost efficient because you might as well just buy a new plant. Which is why we're introducing Y-Water, our simple and inexpensive device that can measure moisture levels and water plants based off of that or from your own settings. It's created for people and businesses that wish to keep their plants and flowers alive even when they are unavailable for maintaining their plants.
So, you've all heard of watering solutions before, right? So what exactly makes us better than all of the others? Well, for starters, like he mentioned, we can cap the costs at about a third of most of the others. You're not limited to a small internal water supply like most of the others are. You can have your own. We allow you to have a big ass supply if you're like on location or something. You can also have multiple devices on a single network, which actually some of the others don't allow you to, which is weird. And to do that, we use a very clever communication protocol that's called ZigBee. I guess most of you have heard of Philips Hue, and they use the same communication protocol. What it does is that it extends every single... every device works as a repeater. And as long as one device is within range of another device, you basically extend your area of effect. You can have a limitless area to what you're supplied with. It basically means Hakuna Matata, which is probably in a minute. It means no worries for the rest of your days. You can go wherever you want, control your app, monitor everything, and yeah. There's nothing else. Thank you.
We are WorkSafe. WorkSafe combines wearables and microsensors to ensure better safety habits. Currently, in industries like construction and logging, thousands of people each year suffer work-related injuries. And most of these injuries can be attributed to handheld tools like chainsaws or nail guns. We want to bring these numbers down, so we came up with WorkSafe, a safety network linking safety equipment with tools such as these. WorkSafe consists of easily installed transmitters embedded into the driving mechanism of such tools and in our line of safety equipment. If the tool senses that it's being operated without proper safety equipment, it shuts down automatically. This works by allowing the devices to communicate via Bluetooth and sending a ping every 30 seconds. If the tool registering the unique MAC address of each protection gear. If the tool senses that not all the proper safety equipment is in place, it sounds a warning signal and shuts down in the next 30 seconds unless the proper safety equipment is brought into proximity. So let's imagine two workers, Bob and Jeff. Bob is required by superiors to use the WorkSafe system, ensuring that he remembers to wear proper safety equipment when working with tools. Jeff, on the other hand, is not required and leaves all the unnecessary equipment behind. Who is more likely to suffer work-related injuries, and which one is most likely to have to go on sick leave with possibly less than 10 fingers or even worse? Currently, our market demographics are industries such as logging and construction. But WorkSafe is easily scalable to other industries. And in the future, we hope that we can lobby for the government to make solutions such as WorkSafe mandatory for operating tools.
Teachers to have a better overview at school, and we want parents to feel their children are safe, and we want children to have as much fun as they can. That is why our product Light Up revolves around a safer environment for young children who attend primary school and kindergarten. We have come up with We have come up with an armband equipped with a GPS tracker and a LED display that shows up in different colors. The device communicates with an application where you can monitor the armband. So our product serves multiple purposes, as you will now find out.
Our bracelet is made of the same fabric as reflectors. In that case, because if the device were to be turned off, it would still serve as a reflector. And as Vilde mentioned, there will be there's a GPS and a LED display feature and device. And seeing as the device has a GPS tracker, it will be able to register attendance and who is absent in a more efficient way than it is now. And we also believe that this will prevent bullying in some case, as the device or the application will register patterns, for instance, which kid spends which more time with who. And we also decided that the device and the application will be communicating with Bluetooth, and that's why there will be a Bluetooth module featured in the device itself.
Okay. Out in the schoolyard, each class of pupils will have different colors. This way, it will be easier for teachers to identify each individual pupils and which class they belong to. As in here, the teachers can choose group colors and use the on and off function for the GPS and the LED lights. The GPS also comes in handy in case of people is late class during school hours. The teachers can easily use the app to find their location.
Thanks. So we all have phones, and for most of us in 2017, that's our main way of getting around. We have Uber, we have taxi apps, we use the Router app to buy our tickets for public transport. What none of these apps currently today provides is a way for people with disabilities to use those apps in an efficient way. And that's what our app serves to fix. So that's the issue. If you're in a wheelchair, for example, and you order a cab or an Uber, they have no way of knowing that you need a large car with a ramp. What our app serves to do, just take the next one. What our app serves to do is connect with these apps and send a specialized order that we need a large car, we need a ramp. It also connects with public transport, telling the electric ramp on a train to go out if you're on the platform, so the conductor doesn't need to help you. And it also connects with a bus, letting the bus driver know in advance that he needs to go back and help you with the ramp. This will make transport or getting around for people with disabilities a totally independent thing. So you don't need an assistant for most cases.
Yes, so I do have personal experience with being a personal assistant. And I do know how it is to try to get around with a disabled person. And it takes a huge amount of time and so much planning, hours, even days. And it's so sad to see these people that they can have no independence whatsoever because they do need assistance or a huge car for their equipment to get around, and it's such a hassle for them. And they have no way of just, you know, taking the bus to a friend or taking the bus to, you know, the mall to go around there. They always need our assistance, and that's what we're trying to.
And what we're also thinking is that it can be connected with the smart city as it grows. So it can connect to buildings, it can connect to public venues, like cinemas or concert venues.
And the technology we're aiming to use is for Apple devices, it's core location, which can track your indoor location. And for Android, we'll mostly use NFC. And yeah, that's our case.
We are representing Group 14 Open Taco. So we want to use the model of a reactable or Microsoft Pixel Sense, if you've seen that, to enhance the classroom experience with tangible computing. Slide. So, first we wanted to make an application to engage children in tangible computing, but we had the problem of there was no general platform, so we had to make the hardware. Now this is a lot to do, and there's a lot of manufacturing. So we wanted to make this a more general platform. First of all, tangible user interface is characterized by the use and manipulation of physical objects representing underlying information. So we quickly pivoted to address this bottleneck of creating hardware. So we wanted to make a general tangible computing platform so people can make applications for school. Yes. Everyone learns in different ways, and schools are still relying on theory-heavy approach and not utilizing new technology to engage and to teach students. The Center of ICT Education in Norway says that the competency and usage of IT in education is lackluster. So we hope to make it more easy for people that have a learn-by-doing approach to learn and create a deep understanding and passion for every subject. Slide. So, in our research, we found that tangible computing can have, with careful design, it can have a considerable learning benefits to children of all ages. The main benefit of tangible learning is that it gives children a concrete understanding of subjects, which in turn helps them to have some reference points when it comes to a more general learning. And it helps them to understand things better than an abstract representation, which is also why we want in this learning platform to create a comprehensive design manual so people can understand how to utilize this. Slide. So, where is it? Well, first of all, we already talked about that it's hard to manufacture and it's expensive to develop. This we hope to address by creating a general learning platform. Slide. So, we want to use Microsoft Pixel Sense, which is a fancy table which has an enhanced touchscreen which can notice when you put interactive objects on top of it. We want to use this with open source technology so we can let the platform grow with Arduino, GOPs, and multiple other technologies. Slide. Business model. We want to have a community-driven, non-profit business model to make sure that the product is always growing to become better. We also want to address private sector, such as advertising, but they will have to pay more so we can use the money to create better educational tools. Slide. We need money. We need people with network. We need people with experience. Slide. We want to test this out more, and we want to do some tests. Thank you.
Hello everyone, my name is Hussein, and in our society today there are a lot of people who use wheelchairs, and they often encounter hinders and non-optimal paths in their travels. We aim to solve this problem with Assistio, where it, a software as a service where it calculates the most optimal route for the user to reach their destinations through a shared map. Upon encountering hinders or problems, they get in the route, they get rated. Assistio will then instantly learn and automatically update the shared map between all users. Next time any user travels, the rating will be taken into consideration in the calculation. Assistio will also always be sensing the surroundings of the wheelchair and collect the data, thus knowing the route in more detail and include that information in the calculation as well. The government and manufacturers will have access to the feedback center. Here, they can access the map where the routes rated are highlighted and the number of ratings are shown as well. Upon clicking on the route highlighted, they can see the statistics. The government thus knows where exactly in the city there is need for repairs or fixes, and can and this allows them to easily make the most optimal and effective choices for society. The manufacturers can use this data to improve the wheelchairs that they produce. While we build this software and maintain it, they get to do what they do best, build wheelchairs. In order to use our service, there are standard requirements for the wheelchair, as shown here. A GPS antenna, a processor, ultrasonic sensors, cameras, radars, and a 4G antenna for Wi-Fi, which is forgot to be included in this picture. As mentioned before, Assistio will be able to sense the environment of the wheelchair at all times and collect the data. This data can be used to allow Assistio to talk to other technologies as well, like, for example, cars, so it can find and pick up the wheelchair users where, if it's wanted. Further in the future, this collected data can also allow the wheelchairs to learn to drive by themselves as well. This is our idea, and thank you for your attention.
Erut is a pretty simple idea to give light indicators around public transit stops, so it will be more visual at a distance. The main goal is to provide or indicate how much time you got to make, for instance, the bus just with a glance at the bus stop. But we're, without relying on the Ruter app, internet, or being actually at the stop. Ruter will work in the same way for all public transit.
Yes, so there are three light indicators which signalizes where the bus or tram is away from the bus stop. And the first color is green, which means that the tram is coming right now or about 1 minute away. And the next color is orange, which is 2 to 5 minutes. And then the last one is the red, which means that it's delayed or more than 5 minutes away. So the idea is like we have put the light indicators 180 degrees at the bus stop. So if you're like 5 minutes, 500 meters away, you can see the light from a good distance.
It will work with the current tracking system that the Ruter already uses, and Ruter has an open API that everyone can use. The downside of this can be that if the API has the wrong information, the wrong light will show.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So, the last thing to do now is to get some money for us. Let's go on the program. Yes. We have good time, so 3, 4, 5. It's yours. And 2, 3, 4, 5 is mine. Okay, so now we close this session, and we have some time for some food and drink there in the back, and then we have some time for placing our investments here in the front row. And we have some time also for the questioners, so please remember to fill in the question and give the result to Simone. And also I would like to give an applause to our student assistants that helped so much. So start from the fourth place. I ask the group number 9 to come to here on stage to get the prize. And someone can take pictures. Okay. Congratulations, well done, congratulations, this is for you, it's yours, thank you. And the third place is WorkSafe. Position number 2 is group.
Number 8.
Number 8, John is number 2. Congratulations anyway. Let's close. So.
Yes.
Yes.
Can we
comment? Yes. Very good. So, what was that? Why if you would have invested in this group, you would have invested money in this group, but you didn't? Why?
Because we also like the number 1. It's solving real problems. That's why.
Okay. So it's targeting a real problem, and the other one was more like it's fun and enjoyment.
It has maybe a stronger sort of financial potential for the gaming industry. So that's why we like them. But compared to number 1, it's that's more you're solving a real problem. Not so sure about the market behind and who is the who will pay for it and how. But it does indeed solve a good problem or a real problem, and it can improve the public transport.
You want to explain that? And then I call the group number 1 on stage for the prize. Okay.
Congratulations. And we take a picture, and then we have to organize the air structure. So you are invited to my office to get the prize from Yuan, and then name your names. She talked to Beate for the. So maybe you can say a few words how will this work?
Yeah, we can take that.
Alright,
yeah. After, and then
we'll
get
your
names
and
you can have our contact info, and
then
we find out how to do it.
That's very good. Okay, so I think we don't have anything more. So I just want to thank you once again, and I hope you enjoyed, and I hope that you have done your job of filling in the questionnaires for Simone. And thanks again. And,